This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Smoke from explosions filled the sky over Gaza several times on Wednesday, seen from the border with southern Israel as intense fighting was underway in both north and south Gaza. Israel announced its worst combat losses for more than a month on Wednesday after an ambush in the ruins of Gaza City and faced growing diplomatic isolation as civilian deaths mounted and a humanitarian catastrophe worsened. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman has more.
The Israeli military on Wednesday released footage purporting to show fierce house-to-house battles with Hamas militants, and it showcases how, despite Israel's overwhelming superiority in the air, in tanks, and with artillery, Palestinian resistance remains lethal. Underscoring that reality, Israel said on Wednesday 10 of its soldiers were killed in an ambush in the prior 24 hours in an operation to rescue another group of soldiers that came under fire. Among those killed were Lieutenant Colonel Tomer Grinberg, who was buried on Wednesday. It was the worst one-day loss since 15 soldiers were killed on October 31st.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman, Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Top officials with U.S. President Joe Biden's administration are trying to reach a last-minute deal for wartime aid for Ukraine by agreeing to Senate Republican demands to bolster U.S.-Mexico border policies to cut crossings. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Wednesday is expected to resume talks with Senate negotiators, advocates for immigrants, and even members of President Joe Biden's own Democratic Party plan to protest at the Capitol against what they return as a return of Trump-like policies. This is VOA News.